Welcome to Around Montgomery County. I'm Sean Bellent. Today we're talking about toy safety. We don't hear as much about recalls in some of the more headline-grabbing stories, but there are still concerns about toy safety in 2020, and we'll talk to the folks at HSHS St. Francis Hospital. Well, we're chatting with HSHS St. Francis Hospital CEO, President Jim Tempe, joining us. Jim, thanks for stopping by.
Great. Well, thanks for having me.
All right, we're talking about toys. I know we haven't seen those big headline stories about dangerous toys and chemicals. We haven't seen those as frequently as maybe in the past, but some dangers remain, and you're certainly getting that message out there. I know the one thing you always fear is complacency.
That's for sure. And you know what? You are correct. Toys are much safer today than they were many years ago. I mean, I don't know about you, but I remember when I was a kid and we had lawn darts and all of those things. So those kind of toys don't exist anymore. But the nice thing is that toys are safer, but there's still dangers from toys out there. And we want people to be aware of that before Christmas.
Well, I certainly remember the old jarts and lawn darts. And and the other thing I remember, too, I know there was a lot of progress on this front in the 80s. Battlestar Galactica, for those who remember that, you had the little ships. You press a button, the missile would come out. And unfortunately, some kids swallowed the missiles, and there were deadly results. So they went back to the drawing board, changed the toy, and the missile's no longer detached. They just kind of popped out. And while there have been some major moves made to prevent some of those choking hazards, I guess there's still the potential for kids to put something in their mouth, and you run into those concerns still.
You're absolutely right. And really what we want parents to know is that the most important thing is to make sure that toys are appropriate to the age of your children. Every box that you see a toy come in, or if you look at it online, which is what most of us are doing nowadays, it's going to give you the age range for that it's appropriate for. Toys that are meant for toddlers or for babies or young children are going to have pieces that are large enough that they won't choke on them if they put it in their mouth. So it's really important to look at those ages, because that's really what it comes down to. And and one thing that people aren't aware of that's kind of important. I know my kids had magnet toys that they would play with. You have to be very careful with the age range and allowing children to play with magnet toys, because if you swallow the magnets, those can actually reattach to each other inside your body. So it's very, very important that you stay away from those kind of toys, especially for young children.
Well, that's certainly important, because that's something people don't typically think about. Magnet interaction, that is that's a real problem. And it's not the kind of surprise you're looking for. And I imagine there are things that are magnetic you don't even realize at first glance. They're not obviously magnetic.
No, you're absolutely right. And that's why it's so important to look at the instructions when you receive those toys and you're putting them together, or you're helping your kids on Christmas morning to put the toys together. You want to read those instructions. You want to see what's in the boxes. And the other thing you want to do is you want to get rid of the packaging, that shipping box that came in, the packing peanuts, the plastic bags or cords or strings that it might have been wrapped around the box, because all of those things are choking and strangulation hazards. So you want to clean up real good right after all the paper goes flying, and then everybody can enjoy their time with their new toys.
Well, the toy recall numbers, boy, they have really decreased quite a bit. The Consumer Product Safety Commission, they don't just put out cute little public service announcements or make visits to TV stations. They have really not only brought a message, but also brought some quality standards to the table. I mean, it's been a pretty good growth pattern as far as, let me take that back. It's a pretty considerable change here in, what, 10 to 12 years.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, in 2008, there were 172 toy recalls. And in 2019, there were only 12. So it's gone down considerably. And now in both those times, there were toy recalls for for hazardous chemicals, especially lead, that can sometimes be in toys. So it's important that, especially if you're looking to buy a vintage toy or something like that, you need to know what's in the, what kind of chemicals are in the paint or that kind of thing. And you want to make sure not to give anything that's painted like that to children that are young and might put it in their mouth.
I know if you're buying clothes, hey, you know what? I'm going to get something that I don't want them to outgrow it by March, but we'll get something that maybe is a little mm-hmm. bigger instead of something that might be snug in the short term. That might work for clothes. Other toys, it doesn't work that way. You have to be age appropriate.
Absolutely. And, you know, and the good news is there's never an upper age limit on the toys. Typically, you know, it'll say 3 and up, that kind of thing. So you can definitely enjoy them with your kids.
All right. No, those directions are instructions, and you have to put a little extra work in that, don't you? Because sometimes the instructions themselves, I know they've been simplified. What used to be 4 or 5 pages is now 1 sheet in a pretty small font. So take advantage of the resources out there, the internet, what have you.
Absolutely. And there's also a safety website. So cpsc.gov has safety education, and it lists any toys that might have been recalled if you're ever in question.
And the packaging itself, we talked about choking hazards from the toys, but the packaging can be a threat. Tell us about that.
So the thing is that nowadays toys are shipped from very far distances. So they typically come in plastic bags to keep the moisture out. Those plastic bags, if left out, those can become a strangulation hazard if you put that over your head. So, and I know that sounds like something we would never do, right? But children do that. So the other thing that sometimes are in boxes are cords that were wrapped around a piece, you know, or a box. Those cords can get tangled up and they can cause a strangulation hazard as well. The other thing is the packing peanuts or the little styrofoam balls that come in a box. If a child puts that in their mouth, those are easily about the same size as their small throat, so they can choke on that as well. So you want to throw all that stuff away.
Well, I know toys, one thing they've added is volume. That's something you see as a concern.
You're absolutely right. So one of the ways they say to make sure a toy isn't too loud, because it can actually damage your hearing if it's too loud, you want to listen to it before you purchase it. So you have to be careful with things like, you know, like we had cap guns and things like that when we were kids. But nowadays there's dolls or there's things with sirens and, you know, trucks with loud talking noises or walkie-talkies that have volume controls. You just want to try it out yourself at the store and see if it's too loud. If it sounds loud to you, it's way too loud for your kids.
Long cords or strings, that's another problem, another cause for concern, I understand.
Absolutely. So those toys that have strings or a long cord that hang down, it's the same as blinds in people's homes. You know, blinds nowadays don't have cords anymore that hang down because of the choking hazard. It's the same on toys. When kids can get tangled up in those cords, especially small children, and they can actually get it wrapped around their neck.
All right, toxic chemicals, and maybe we can throw lead into this conversation too. Mm-hmm. I understand there's less of a lead concern than maybe 10 years ago. Just tell us about the toxic chemical concerns that remain in toys today.
So the big one is still lead. The paint that is in toys or that's used to color the toys, if depending on where it's made, it can still have lead or similar heavy metal chemicals in it. And those heavy metals can actually deposit in the brains of children, and it affects their development. So that's just like lead paint on windowsills was a concern for many years in older homes. It's the same concern in toys, depending on what they're painted with. So, you know, either you want to stay away from painted toys, or if you're, you know, buying something that is painted, then you want to make sure you know what's in it.
All right, Jim Tempe, the president and CEO of HSHS St. Francis Hospital. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you for joining us for another edition of Around Montgomery County. We'll see you again in 2 weeks on WSMI.